WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. Ever feel like you hit the pillow at night with your brain still buzzing like a hummingbird on caffeine? You know that feeling when your mind just won't switch off, racing through to-do lists, social media feeds, and every random thought that popped up during the day? Well, let's be real, we live in a world where off isn't really an option. We're constantly connected, bombarded with information, notifications pinging like angry wasps. It's no wonder our nights are becoming battlefields against insomnia. But listen up, because tonight we're tackling something crucial, the power of a digital detox before bed. Here's the thing. Those glowing screens aren't just stealing your sleep, they're messing with your entire well-being. The blue light emitted from our devices tricks our brains into thinking it's still daytime, suppressing the production of melatonin, the hormone that tells your body it's time to chill out and snooze. Think about it like this. You wouldn't stay at a party all night if you knew you had an important presentation in the morning, right? Same goes for your sleep. You need to create a calming environment for your mind and body to unwind before hitting the hay. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you win this digital detox battle. 1. Create a no-screen zone. Designate a space in your home, your bedroom, maybe, as a tech-free zone. Think of it as a sanctuary for sleep and relaxation. Leave your phone in another room, turn off the TV, and banish those tempting laptops to the study. 2. Set tech curfews. This isn't about completely cutting yourself off. It's about being intentional with your screen time. Aim to shut down all devices at least an hour before bed. Use that time to wind down with a calming activity like reading, taking a warm bath, or journaling. Trust me, the difference in sleep quality is remarkable. 3. Embrace analog activities. Remember those things we used to do before smartphones ruled our lives? Yeah, try them again. Reading a physical book, playing board games with your family, drawing, or simply talking with loved ones can be incredibly grounding and help you disconnect from the digital world. 4. Make sleep your priority. Seriously, treat sleep like the VIP it deserves to be. It's not just about catching some shut-eye, it's about investing in your overall health and well-being. When you prioritize sleep, everything else seems to fall into place. 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a one-night fix. It takes time to break old habits and create new routines. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, and don't get discouraged by setbacks. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night. You've had a long week, work deadlines, errands, social commitments, the whole shebang. You finally reach home, but instead of collapsing on the couch and scrolling through your phone, you decide to take a different approach. You dim the lights, light some candles, because, let's be real, candles are basically magic, put on some calming music, and whip up a soothing herbal tea. You grab that book you've been meaning to read and sink into a comfy chair. No notifications, no emails, just pure, uninterrupted relaxation. Sound good? That's the power of a digital detox before bed. It might seem like a small change, but trust me, it can make a world of difference in your sleep quality, stress levels, and overall well-being. So remember, your bedtime routine is your time to recharge and reset. Make it count. Embrace the power of disconnecting from technology and reconnect with yourself before you drift off into dreamland. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's your go-to nighttime ritual for winding down? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn from each other. And as always, keep those nights calm and those dreams bright. Until next time, good night everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.